Hi, Gloria Liebecker here with Healing You. Today I've been thinking about how fear can take us out. And there's a couple different kinds of fear that I've become familiar with in my life. One of the fear is that we are actually in danger. And our whole sense of self is going to do its best to make sure that we get out of danger. And the other kind of fear is the fear that we don't matter. It's an alarmed aloneness where we literally feel completely and utterly alone. And sometimes we really believe that we do not matter at all to anyone. And that maybe nobody else in the whole world has ever experienced that pain. It can show up for some as a sense of abandonment, rejection. Have you ever been ridiculed or made fun of? Maybe you've been dismissed and feel that you lack just whatever it is that others would want you to have. And that you have no capacity at all on your own to ever be able to measure up, be enough, find acceptance. That can be a pretty dismal place to reside. It can show up in many different ways at different stages of our life. I remember as a young child, my parents moved quite a few times in the same year, and so I lost my grounding, especially as a young child. And I remember watching the other kids, that they all seemed to fit in together, they all knew each other, and I had the distinct experience that I didn't fit in. And I didn't even know there was anyone that I could talk to about it. Those conversations were not common, at least not in my life. Maybe they're not common in yours. So what's really important is to know that you do make sense, and that it's possible to find places where you can have those conversations. Because those conversations are important. One of the things that some of us also find is that when we're in nature or when we're with animals, that there's a sense of peace, of comfort, of aliveness that we can experience that maybe we didn't experience with other people. And that can be an inroad for many of us. I'm one of those that I loved being in nature. I'd go out with my brother's dog and on my horse, or I'd go sit in the barn with my cats, and I'd be at peace, going for walks in the woods. There's something about connecting with the enormity of life and where you can start to touch into being a part of that existence. And what I want to put out there is, when you can feel that in your body, when you can notice what it's like to be you in the different environments that are available in our world, you can trust your body's wisdom to allow you to find others that you would resonate with. I also want to acknowledge that it's true that when we've had patterns of being alone and not being sought out by others, that we need to be able to learn how to receive. Because we haven't been a receiver in our life, and we don't really understand that that's possible, or that it doesn't feel safe. So how do we begin to allow ourselves to experience that it's safe? In my experience, we need lots of repeated experiences of that in relationship with others. When we can repeat those experiences, we develop new pathways. And the more we get to strengthen those pathways, the more we discover that we make sense and that we can not only receive, but we can begin to give. We can develop reciprocal relationships of trust. And sometimes it starts going for a walk in nature. Other times it starts connecting with other mammals. And sometimes it starts by daring to reach out and allow your experience to be felt and heard and noticing what that's like. So I encourage you, if you resonate with this, to dare to reach out, to have a conversation, because your experience really does matter. And we need to hear your voice in this world. Thanks for being on this journey with me today. Healing you.